Let's check in with the Carlton Blues. They got caught in the traffic, so Simon White's been good enough to give us a bit of his time straight out of the 7 o'clock news. G'day, Simon.
G'day, boys. How are we?
You get through the traffic all right?
Yeah, we did. We did. I think the boys got held up pre-training, so that's why we're a bit late. Sorry about that.
We'll make sure you leave early tomorrow and get to the game on time.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Now, you brought this weather with you, mate. We haven't had weather like this for ages, so are you likely to go better in this sort of weather or not?
Oh, I don't know. I think you just got to play in whatever it dishes up. I think, obviously we train and it's always wet in Melbourne. So hopefully that gives us an advantage, but I don't think it will. I think West Coast have played enough games in the wet that they'll be fine. So, it's an even playing field, I reckon.
A little birdie told me you might have been in town since Tuesday. So how have you kept yourself up to the mark?
I have been. We got in late Tuesday night, so not a lot. I was caught up with a bit of family and had a couple of breakfasts and that with my dear sister who works over at 60R as well. So it's been good. With family.
Now, mate, being a good Subi boy as you are, I've got to get you to tell this story because I know it's true. So I'm just going to see how far you're prepared to what you're prepared to admit here. But can you take me back to when you thought that you were playing in your first Colts game? Whitey, can you let's be nice and open and tell the true story here.
This is very funny because I actually ran into Tim Gossage this morning at Brekkie. So, yeah. So my first Colts game as a young 17-year-old, a Subi Colts game, I was down, I think, I can't remember who we were playing now, Laughlin, I think.
Yeah.
I sort of got kitted up and I was ready to play and I saw Goss and Scotty Waters looking over at me and they sort of kept like talking and then I sort of looked away and I was pretty nervous my first game. And then Goss came wandering over and he said, "Mate, what are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm just warming up, getting my hands ready to go." And he looked at me and goes, "Hey, you're not playing." And I had my full kit on, my boots, socks, everything ready to go, almost had my mouth guard in. So that was a good start to the career.
Yeah.
How much didn't you learn under Tim Gossage?
Not as much as I learned under Scotty Waters, I'll put it that way.
Well, mate, you've come a long way since, and you've been thrust into this tagging role. When did you get that say assignment thrown at you?
Yeah, look, I think it was end of last year, the last game we played against Essendon. Mick said to me a couple of days before the game, he said, "I want you to play on Brendan Goddard and just go sort of wherever he goes." So I played on the wing and sort of went back and forward that day. He's reasonably happy with the way I went with that. So sort of through the preseason, he sort of kept sort of saying there might be a role for you doing that or, sort of kept dropping a few hints at Dustin Martin round one, have a look at him or sort of players like that, maybe Nat Fyfe or, some of the taller guys like that. So he's sort of been planning it early on the preseason. It was lucky enough to get to play that role on Thursday night, and I thought did an okay job at that. So Mick was reasonably happy with that.
Well, you must have thought you were in the wars in the first 10 seconds.
I sort of got up. I didn't really know what happened in the end. I just had Mick told this story before the game. If you get hit, get up, sort of thing. So when I got hit, I just remember I had his voice just saying, "Get up, get up." So I sort of get up. I had Cameron Wooden playing across me, and I didn't really comprehend what had happened.
Did you see Delidio coming at all?
I didn't know. I just had my eyes on the footy, and I didn't see him at all. No.
Oh, well, you're lucky that you didn't get more concussed, one would suspect.
Yeah, I think so. I had a bit of a incident like that a couple of years ago, so that wasn't as that didn't end up as good. So I was lucky enough that I was fine. Yeah.
Does that worry you? Is that ever in the back of your mind, or is that sort of gone until you got collected on Thursday?
Look, I've been asked that a little bit, and I think because when it happened at the time, I wasn't this immense pain, so I don't really have like a really bad vision of that in my head of that collision because it wasn't really that painful at the time. So I don't really think about it at all, to be honest. So it doesn't really worry me.
Whitey, I just and this is how I've seen you looking in from the outside. You've got Kerno Carrazzo yourself, and I thought that even young Cripsy looked like he was sort of being accountable. I know you want to be accountable in AFL footy, but would it be fair to say that those four blokes were sort of tagging last week, or not?
No, I think Andy Corrato was sort of playing more mid than tagging last week. I think he had a bit of a role, but I don't think he was like sort of tagging as much. Ed Cano was playing off the wing, and sort of being a candle, not really a tagging role. So he, okay. You know, when you're playing on the wing, you're playing in your structures around the ball, and young Cripple was just playing footy, I think. So it was probably me and Andy Corrato. It was probably two.
So I suppose what I'm getting at here, I mean, are you being encouraged to play with a bit of flair? Because Cripps is one of those blokes that in the preseason, mate, he was prolific, he was racking up possessions, but he just looked like he shut down. He didn't want to, or either he was instructed not to, but he wasn't doing this. He didn't look the same player, put it that way.
I think he just didn't get as much time in the midfield, obviously, because I went in there and Bryce Gibbs coming back, so he played a little bit more as a forward, and that's what we're going to have to do. You know, Mark Murphy playing a little bit more as a forward as well, so mix really up the players that can play in multiple roles and be flexible during games. So I think that's what you saw from Chrissy.
I assume, given the conditions, Simon, you probably won't finalise your team until later, sometime tomorrow afternoon, because you don't want to go too tall. And look, the Eagles are a little bit undermanned in that department, but if the conditions don't suit, it won't pay to go too tall.
Yeah, exactly. I think Tuddy and Levi have been named to the team, and I think we've got 24 over here. So we haven't really had a team meeting. I'm not really sure how they'll go. So that'll be up to Mick and the coaches over the next 24 hours.
Well, Big Levi's been named in your squad, and given that you've got Cameron Wood and Rowe, who sort of combined in the ruck, Nat Nui and Lysett both named for West Coast, you're probably going to need someone to pinch hit to give Cameron Wood a chop out at some stage.
Yeah, that's it. And we lose Christian Jacks last week as a tall defender, so we have to fill that spot as well with someone, and whether that be Rowe goes back or... I'm not really sure.
Well, good on you, Simon. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it, mate. Stay well. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll see how it all pans out.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Simon White there from the Carlton Blues. And, of course, they go into battle against the West Coast Eagles. You can hear that live on 882 6PR with Carl and the team from 5:30. Tomorrow evening. We've still got two tickets to give away to the West Coast Eagles versus Carlton there, Borick.
Yeah, we do. Just quickly, just on the back of Whitey, if you have signed up, or if you haven't yet signed up as a Blue Bagger, you can go to Help the Blues, get to 50,000 members in 2015. You give the Carlton Footy Club number a call, which is 1300-CARLTON, or you can visit membership at carltonfc.com.au. So anyone who is a Blue Bagger supporter out there who's not signed up in any way, shape or form, then get behind the Blues, and we thank them for giving us Simon White tonight.